And a good Tuesday morning out there. As we look towards the market action here this morning, we are looking at a little bit of a mixed trade here to get the day started off with here over on the corn side of things. We are looking at futures up anywhere from 2 to 3.5 cents here so far. So seeing a little bit of strength to kind of kick off the day, kind of a little bit of a recovery here. We've seen a little bit of weakness and kind of saw a bounce off the lows yesterday and getting a little bit of a extended bounce today. We did get the updated crop progress data yesterday, and that did show ratings steady in the good, excellent categories there. But the Brugler 500 index, which encompasses all five USDA categories, was up by 1 point to, I believe, 372. So a little bit of a modest improvement, but overall ratings held kind of steady overall on the corn. Again, futures are just trying to see a little bit of strength here, very oversold market. So again, trying to get a little bit of a correction here so far this morning and kind of extending that at the moment. Over on the beans here, we are looking at futures more on the steady side here. Did see some early losses, but down, actually fractionally higher here. We were down 3 to 4 cents early, but they're kind of seeing a little bit of a bounce off of the lows here at the moment with a little bit of, fractionally higher trade here. Crop progress data yesterday did see those condition ratings on the beans drop a little bit there yesterday. I think down 1% in the good, excellent categories. Over on the Brugler 500 index, they were down 2 points to 367. So a little bit of a drop there. But again, futures are seeing a little bit of weakness, early weakness, I should say. Product values were a little bit weaker, but now you're seeing a little bit of a bounce here this morning. Over on the wheat, you're looking at futures in Chicago up anywhere from 6 to 7 cents. Kansas City is up 10 to 11 cents here, so pretty good bounce there. Condition ratings continue to deteriorate. You saw the overall USDA good to excellent ratings down 1% to 25% good to excellent. The Brugler 500 index was down 6 points to 263. The HRW, if you take the average of the major HRW states, that Brugler 500 rating is 211 points. Just for reference, the scale is 100 to 500 point scale, which basically says at 200 you're all poor ratings. So again, just an overall very weak ratings there, and I think you're seeing just a recovery here. You've seen a lot of liquidation from the funds, and you're getting a little bit of a bounce here so far this morning. Over on the cattle market here, just some kind of fractionally mixed trade here. Nearby June is down a tick. August is actually steady here this morning, so just some mixed trade there. Feeder cattle futures up 15 to 20 cents, so seeing a little bit of a bounce there. There were some rumors of a plant closing, leaving at Fort Morgan, Colorado yesterday. I haven't seen anything to confirm that, but I think that added some pressure, and so you're maybe seeing just a little bit of a steadier trade here this morning. Waiting on some of that maybe confirmation there. But outside of that, box beef values were down 50 cents yesterday on the choice, down 460 on the select, so a little bit of weaker trade there. And cash trade really yet to get kicked off here so far this week. Outside of that, not much going on. There have been a few more screwworm cases out there, but I think the market's kind of working around that here for the time being. Over on the cotton market side of things here, we did see some weaker trade early on, and we are continuing that here this morning, down anywhere from 30 to 50 points. So far, outside markets are generally weaker. If you look at the dollar index, it is down 280 points, but we are also getting about $3.30 loss in the crude oil market, kind of adding a little bit of pressure on the cotton side. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can call our office at 402-697-3623. Or visit our website at www.bruglemarketing.com.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.